sis, and welcome to our podcast. I'm Lois.
I'm Jada.
I'm Bree.
And today we have a special guest, Avery Frost.
Hey guys.
She is filling in for Lydia this week, and we are so excited to have her here. Why don't you tell us a little about yourself?
Okay, well, like she said, my name's Avery. I'm from pretty close to Dalton, Georgia. I'm currently going to Dalton State. Don't know what I'm doing with my life, but I love to listen to music, play with kids. I'm a big Scooby-Doo fan.
Oh, and she loves karaoke, too.
Yeah, she's great at karaoke.
So much.
Yes, so much. That's for later. But yeah, I'm just so excited to be here today.
Jada and I know Avery from when she went to JSU, but she left us.
We miss her.
She hates us pretty much. Mistake. We're just not friends anymore. Honestly, I'm glad you know that now. We begged you to stay.
Yes, we tried changing her mind.
I gotta go back home. Girl, Jacksonville was your home. We're your home.
I might come back and be a chicken. I don't.
Oh, yeah. We're chickens, our mascot.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. The Fighting Gamecocks.
I was so confused. I was like, a chicken. And I was like, oh, shoot. Duh. I knew that. Okay. Well, anything else fun about yourself?
I don't really know. Oh, my favorite movie is Elmo Goes to Grouchland. If any of you have seen it, please let me know because I need to find my people.
Are you joking?
No.
Okay, today we are talking about enhancing your daily Bible study. So we all know we should be studying our Bibles, but are we? We want to be tilted. We want to be shielded from temptation, yet we often neglect our best weapon. I think daily Bible study looks different in all of our lives, and what works for me might not work for Jada or might not work for Bree. But we have to figure out what will work for us.
So what's helped you the most in creating your Bible study habits?
I think defining your why for why you're studying your Bible is a very big thing.
Yeah, I think of when Jesus was tempted by Satan in Matthew 4. In one instance, Satan says, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." And Jesus replies back with scripture, and he said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." And this is how we should be able to respond to temptations, because we all go through many seasons and many different things in our life. And so I think it's really important that we have these scriptures in our hearts so that we are able to respond in whatever situations we're in with truth.
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest or a very dangerous mindset that we can get into would be the I have to read my Bible today.
Yeah.
We get to study our Bible today as Christians. We should be longing to study our Bibles. It's a gift to us from God. And we're like, oh, let me just mark it off my to-do list for today.
Yeah.
No, this is a blessing. We should be craving His word as Christians.
What you said about checking off, like reading your Bible like a to-do list, just, I don't know, it really connects with me. I'm a very planned out person. And I've talked to Jada, like, I like to have 5 steps ahead mentally before I commit to something. And so I love to have checklists. But like you said, studying the Bible, it's not something that you should simply do to check off your mental image of me being a faithful Christian. That is not why God gave us the Bible.
Yeah,
right. My youth group last year started a reading plan to read through the Bible, where you check off the chapters as you read each day. But I realized for me, I was just speeding through them all and just checking off the 5 chapters just to get it done. But since I've come to that conclusion, I've kind of slowed down my reading quite a bit. But I'm understanding so much more than before. It relates to Psalm chapter 52, verse 2, where it says, let's find it. God looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. Reading the Bible is not a checklist. Like that verse just said, God looks for those who understand and that are seeking God, which the main way we seek Him is through the scripture. We must be studying to seek God and to understand what His plan is for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Joshua 1:8 says, "The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success." There's a lot of verses in the Bible that say meditate on it day and night, and I just love that so much.
Mm-hmm.
I looked up what meditation means and what it involves. The word meditation in Hebrew means basically to speak or to mutter. When this is done in the heart, it is called musing or meditation. So meditating on the word day and night means you're going to constantly be thinking about the word of God. You're going to be speaking about it. It's going to be apparent in the way that you live your life. People are going to know, oh, this person talks about God all of the time. And just reading these verses makes me want to increase how much I study his word. Meditating on the Bible day and night is just a beautiful thought.
It is. Mm-hmm.
And even like aside from scripture, like I'm a very music minded person, like I said, and so I constantly have a song or a beat going through my head. But what I've noticed is I have certain default songs and I have certain reactions or emotions. Like when I'm getting angry or frustrated with somebody or some baby that I'm watching, just love one another, but just to calm me down. Or like when I go through like a haunted house or I'm watching a scary movie, I'm just, God is so good. And honestly, that's the point of all the songs or scriptures, to have it so ingrained or prominent in your mind that your default reactions reflect Christ, which once again can only happen by studying and committing time to it.
For sure. That made me think of Psalm 119 verse 11, where it says, your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Mm-hmm. His word should be hidden in our hearts at all times.
Yeah. I think it's important to realize that his word is powerful, and that when you read things in his word, that you have to remember that these promises are true and the truest love that you will ever know. It's not just words that are said, it's words that have meaning.
Psalm 1:1-4 says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. On his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its seasons, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. So that's exactly what meditating on the word day and night can give us. If we're meditating on the word day and night, it's going to enhance our personal Bible study.
Joshua 1:8, it says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. I love the end of this scripture. It says, for you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. When we dwell on scripture, and when scripture is in our heart, it's not that things will be good all the time. But for instance, if we meet worry in our life, but we have scripture in our heart, we can think of Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. And then I also think of Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. And because we know that, it's not that we'll never meet hard things, or we might fail sometimes in our life, but we know that God's promises, and we remember that, and it's like, oh, everything's really going to be okay.
I think another thing in your daily Bible study, you're getting your rhythm in a daily Bible study, is to start out not setting big goals.
Yeah.
Very often we just get so ahead of ourselves and set things that are way outside of the league that we should be in. Like Hebrews 5:14 says that babes, or that, let's just turn there and see. Let's get the whole idea.
And what was it again?
Hebrews 5:14.
Do you want me to read it, Les?
Yeah.
But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil.
Solid food belongs to those of full age.
Or
those
we're not going to just start out on solid food.
Yeah, we're going to start. I mean, what newborn would you go be like, here's a steak? I mean, I guess you could if you just don't want them
if
to.
If I did that in my career, I would lose my job.
Yeah. You know, you can't do that.
I mean, the same thing is true in our spiritual life. We can't expect to start out with a full steak. Mm-hmm. We have to start out with the milk and work our way up, or we're just going to fail.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when I was first baptized, my goal was just a verse a day, which feels so embarrassing to say out loud because it's one verse, really, Avery. But you have to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. And like Lois said, if you have to slowly increase your amount of studying and your amount of prayer throughout a period of time.
Well, and the more you read his word, the more you're going to grow to love it. And one verse a day isn't going to be enough for you. You're going to want to be in his word more. And it's going to feel less like an obligation and more like, oh, yay, I get to read all of these verses. Yeah.
I just turned to 1 Peter 2. I was going to read verses 1 through 3. Kind of gave me an idea of that. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Mm-hmm. So infants long for milk. We get so caught up in seeing all the other Christians around us, I think, and they're like, well, they're doing this and they're doing that. Okay, but they were once where you are too. If you're just now starting out, they were once starting out too, and you're not going to start out where they are. The Christian that I admire the most, I am not at the level that they are. And I'm not going to be at the level that they are overnight. It's going
to
take time.
And it's not embarrassing to need milk. It's not embarrassing that an infant can't eat steak yet. They're just not there yet, but they'll get there.
And in that scripture, Peter's telling us that, like Jaden said, that we should desire for the spiritual milk, the word of God. Christians of all ages and all stages are to crave this milk, not even the ones that or even the ones that look like they have it all together. It's God's word that helps us grow into Jesus in every way. Our knowledge of God's word must be continually abounding. We may not be craving it right now, especially if you're in the beginning stages of learning about the Bible or whatever, but we can develop an appetite for it. We can train our hearts and minds to desire the pure milk of the word of God. It reminds me of Matthew 5, verse 6 says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied." Mm-hmm. Or even Psalms 107, verse 9. Let me flip there. It says, "For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness." I found that the more time in his word, the more I desire to spend in it. And his word is the only thing that will truly satisfy our souls.
For sure. I think another big thing is carving out time to start a habit and not just like dilly-dallying.
Yeah, if you're going to have a habit, it's not going to just happen accidentally. Mm-hmm. Acts 17:11 says, "Now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so." Those in Thessalonica were described as noble for searching the scriptures daily. Like, can we say that about ourselves? Can we say, the Sister Podcast searches the scriptures daily? That's such a great thing to be able to say about yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite part of that verse. And I think, and I've already said this before, but I just love words and just saying like, search the scriptures daily. I don't know. I just love that. But it is important to search the scriptures daily. And I know that a lot of us, like I'm in college right now. And so I know busy and I know like a lot of people are wives and moms, but it's so important to have that time. And there was a girl, we had a young ladies day and she was like, before I'm a mom, before I'm a sister, before I'm whatever, before I'm a wife, I am a Christian first. Mm-hmm. And so I think that it's important to have that time. And I know for me, when I first started college, I was like, what is going on? So I was like, I was maybe doing one verse and I was kind of just like reading instead of really studying. Mm-hmm. And so I completely understand that. And then I think it was my second year when I was like, okay, we really have to like actually study. And I wanted, like, I desired more. And so I started when before I had a lot of classes, I started cutting out time and like actually going through, and I may have only gotten through two verses, but I really understood them by the end of the study.
You can get out of like 2 minutes of study than you can in an hour of just like skimming through.
Yeah.
If you're actually in depthly, I'm trying to think, there's a well-known preacher, but I cannot remember what his name is. I don't think he's still alive now, but my dad has told me about him. And he would read just until he learned something new. And so it could be one verse.
Yeah.
It could be he was reading for hours, but he would read until he learned something new. And when I heard that, my dad told me, I was just like, that's a good goal to have. Like, am I reading my Bible to learn something new?
Right.
Or am I just reading it to mark it off the to-do list like we talked about earlier?
Yeah. I've started after like a Bible class at Jacksonville, the preacher was like asked a question. He went to the Greek of it. And so now when I read scripture, I'm like, oh, this is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. When I feel that, I'm like, oh, I want to see what it really says.
It
like,
helps explain it so well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If it really is that deep or if it was another word and like, I don't know. That's just been a cool, different way for me to study.
I really love study Bibles. Do you have a study Bible or a reference Bible?
I do.
I have APs. I think I have APs, study Bible, And then my regular Bible is a reference Bible. Mm-hmm. And I love using different Bibles for different things that I'm doing.
Yeah.
And which also, question, do y'all think there's a difference between Bible studying and Bible reading?
Oh, for sure. Yes.
Because I think both, like, Christians need both. Yeah. And like, mm-hmm. all of their lifestyle, all of our lifestyles, we should be studying and reading.
I mean, studying mm-hmm. is more of like what Avery was talking about, looking up the Greek and the yeah. meaning of it.
And the reference Bible yes. is like going to find different places yeah. where mm-hmm. this thing is mentioned and all that stuff. So I think there's different times where, like, I'm doing a study where I want to read straight through, read the whole context, like, right. analyze this text.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you want to just pick apart every single
yeah.
word.
And sometimes I want to, like, find this person here and find this yeah. person here and find this right. person here and, like, yeah. do all the connecting and stuff like yeah. that. So setting different, like, change your daily Bible study, too. Mm-hmm. Like, don't do the same thing every day because you're right. not, your mind's going to get
kind of numb to
just yeah, like oh exactly. this again instead of
yeah exactly yeah.
excited about it.
And there's yeah. so many different ways you can study your yeah. Bible. There's so many different ways. Those are just two right yeah. there.
I think another good thing to do is if you feel like you're having a hard time like actually making yourself accountable and studying every day, ask someone else to keep you accountable. Like mm-hmm. you could do a daily Bible reading with someone, or me and my roommate love studying the Bible together. We don't do it as much as we did because life has just gotten busy, but I remember last summer, we would study the Bible together every single day. And it's just studying the Bible with someone can be so good too, because they can bring out something that you didn't even think of mm-hmm. and you can help them learn, which studying on your own is important too, but it kind of helps create the habit if you just can't keep yourself accountable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we are a church body for a reason. So part of it is to have someone to study with.
Yeah.
Someone to connect and
I
just
I love being able to do that. I love mm-hmm. being able to study with Lois, like when we have Bible studies together. It's just I don't know, makes you grow closer to that person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have like a I just can't clear my throat today. We have my friend Caitlin, she started a girls Bible study. It's like every other Monday, and we get together and we like have one of a study book to go by. And it is so refreshing. Mm-hmm. And all mm-hmm. the girls that go there always say, like, this is my favorite day Aww. Because we get to do this. And like, we use it as Bible study and we dive really deep into scripture, but then we also use it like to talk about what's happened mm-hmm. during our day, or if there's something we need to get off our chest, then we do that and we pray together. So I think even people who, cause there's people who come who aren't, there's been a few times where girls have come who aren't Christians or they don't really know Christ, and they even get so much from it. Yeah. So it's like being together and having numbers and studying is a really, really good thing. And I do recommend like starting some type of yeah. girls study group or something like that.
Me and my roommate had a study group at our house last semester. And I remember Avery coming to, and I didn't even know her that well before she came. And then just hearing the comments she made and how smart she was about the Bible, I was just like, wow, I love her. And that's kind of how we became close. I feel like is through her coming to my house.
Jada
to study
called
the Bible.
Me after, I think I was out of town. I think that's when I was visiting my dad, but Jada called me and was like, I love Avery. I do. Like, during our study, she just had such great comments to say and all this stuff. And I was like, I've been telling you this. I've loved Avery for a while.
It's just so encouraging.
Yeah.
It is encouraging. When you find somebody
that wants yeah. to search mm-hmm. the scriptures with yeah. you.
And yeah. it's just Jaden and I, like, we've grown up the past several years. We've had each other. Yeah. And we're always just like, man, I just wish that there were some strong Christians that we could get close to. It's very discouraging at times because mm-hmm. you're like, is anybody living for Christ like mm-hmm. we are? Mm-hmm. And we're thankful for Bree and for Lydia. And then when we found Avery, we're like, oh,
she's just a little treasure.
She is a treasure. And she just came at the perfect time and she left us, but it's whatever.
She gave us a little taste and then left.
No, like for real.
Keep it coming back for more, yes.
I don't like that. I just want to be your friend all the time.
It's literally just like an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah, it's true. That's a good point. Anyway, that was completely off topic. But going back to you saying about the study book y'all go through, mm-hmm. our friend, she's our friend too, Anna has those books that I think she has some on James, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to think what other ones she has.
She has one on 1 Peter and 2 Peter, I believe.
I don't have them, but I've seen yeah. them. And if you're looking for something to get started to analyze a text to go mm-hmm. through, I think that would be a really great start yeah. for a lot of people who want to start out like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anna has an Instagram, Scripted by Sunshine.
Soulshine.
Soulshine. Mm-hmm. Soulshine. And yeah. you can go to her website, order on there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then trying to think of other like resources we can recommend. Digging Deep Studies would probably be good by Cindy Colley.
The book that we used was by Rebecca Colley. Finding Him. It's really good.
Okay.
There's the scripture writing with Kathy Pollard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
she does that on Come Fill Your Cup.
I love those. Mm-hmm. I love those where she goes through and like connects all the scriptures and stuff. I love those.
So we're not all like, we don't have to do this on our own. We have so many good resources to help us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you need recommendations, you can message us and we will try to come up with a list other than just off the top of our heads right now. But I studied this book. I'm trying to think of what it was called. I think it was like Between Sundays or something like that. And I'd really recommend that for a new Christian too, like figuring out what to do not on Sundays.
Yeah.
Like your life should be like revolved around Christ on every day of the week. So I don't know who that was by or it was recommended to me, but
message Lois and she'll let you know.
I'll have to look it up, but I'll find it. I mean, I have it at my house, so.
But I think that like studying the Bible is how we make sure that we're not just a Christian on Sundays and Wednesdays, that it is our life. And it's not going to be our life if we're not in His Word and searching the scriptures and meditating on it.
And like we said at the beginning too, the more you study, the more you crave it.
Yes.
And you see it in your life. Like one of my favorite things is just like thinking of a scripture that goes along with a life situation. Or like when our preacher is studying, I was like, oh, I was just studying this. Like you can just like follow right along, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, I love that feeling of just like, oh yes, I've been like, this is what I was just reading about. It's so cool to see it like happen throughout little, just little events.
And the scriptures can be so comforting. Like there's a scripture for every situation because God knows every emotion we're going to feel, everything we go through. I remember one time I was just feeling really anxious. So I just looked up verses about anxiety and I wrote them out, and writing them out, I literally felt so much peace and felt so much better. And it's just amazing how powerful the scriptures are. I think I cried after because I was like, I mean, typical.
I'm not surprised. I always feel so much better after studying. I can be having just like one of the worst days. I remember I was having a really bad day and I texted you. I said, can I come over and can we have a Bible study? And we just sat on your bed and like watched a video from PTP 365.
Oh, that was,
it was just exactly what I needed. I got Chick-fil-A and I had John DeBerry's lesson on.
That was a great day.
It was. I mean, it was a terrible day. I was so sad. But then I came over and I was immediately uplifted.
Yes.
And I remember I went home and I was just like, man, I'm so thankful for God and just the peace that He can give me on even a bad day. He can still uplift me through all. Anyway, it was just a good memory. Just,
God's there on the bad days and He's there on the good days too. And He's going to make those good days even better.
Oh, for sure. I saw something. It was this morning. I could not sleep. It was in the middle of the night. But I was reading. I was like, oh, that's such a good point. I should say that today. And now I'm trying to remember what it was. But something about starting your day off if you start your day off in scripture, then you're starting out on the best note that you can.
You are.
And anything else that falls from that, you can be like, well, let me meditate on the scripture I read this morning.
Yeah.
And just think that through to get you through your day rather than starting your day and just jumping right into your busy, busy schedule and then just like, oh, well, let me just throw time for God in here whenever I have time. God gave you all that time and you can't even give Him a little bit of focus of your time. It shouldn't be like God's an afterthought. God should be the main thought of all of our lives, all of our days, because He's the reason we even have our days.
Yeah.
I think you had mentioned that you wake up earlier in the morning to study too.
Yeah.
When you started school.
Yeah. And so my school year has gotten so busy, but now I study scripture more than I did when I had more time, just because when I didn't have as much time or when I had more time, I tried to set aside and like learn, how can I do this? How can I do it where I actually learn something? And so when I did that, now that I'm super busy and everything's crazy, my mind just automatically knows like how to let's have Bible study. Let's go to scripture. And so, and it is, when you do it first thing in the morning, like it'll just, what I've studied, scriptures that I've studied will just randomly just come up in my mind throughout the day. So I really recommend trying to get your study in before like work or school or wherever you go.
I saw something that said that you should study the Bible or say a prayer before you even pick up your phone. Cause that's like the first thing we all do as soon as we wake up is pick up our phone and check everything.
Yeah,
that's true.
So that's a much better way to start your day.
For sure. I was thinking about, you and I had a conversation last week where you said, whenever you're washing your dishes or driving or cleaning or anything, you're trying to listen to a lesson or listen to hymns or a podcast, Christian podcast or something, just to fill your mind in the little, like the little moments of your day with things, like good things. I've thought about that since we had that conversation.
It makes such a big difference. Like, especially when you're going through really hard things, that you wouldn't think that it would make a difference, but it makes such a difference just having even a small amount of time.
I think the biggest thing is just finding what works for you. Because we're all in different stages of life. Anybody who's listening to this is going to be in a different stage of life. And whatever you do, it just needs to be bringing you closer to God. And saying, well, I don't have time right now, then you're too busy. You're too busy. If you don't have time for God, then you shouldn't have time for anything else. You make time for things that are important to you. So I think that's just, it's a hard issue and it takes time to get there. And we all struggle still to this day. There's some days where I'm just like, but then I always feel better after picking up God's word. Always. Do we have any last minute notes we want to add in?
I mean, besides once you start the habit, I feel like then make it your expectation. Like, I need to, I will do this. I will read the scripture before I do anything else. Really put it in your heart.
And once you get past the first 28 days of like, maybe you have to make yourself for 28 days. Maybe you're like, okay, let me sit down. Let me study. After those 28 days, I promise you will see it in your life. I promise you will be longing for his word. I think I say 28 days because that's how long it takes to, they say that's how long it takes to start a habit. But anyway, you will be longing for it, and you're gonna, it's not gonna be, okay, let me get my study in, let me get my study in. You're gonna be like, oh, I get to get my study in. I get to get in God's word today, which is a huge blessing for all of us Christians. I can't talk, but I think we'll end it there for today. Thank you, ladies, for listening in. Remember to follow us on our socials. Our Instagram is sisters.podcast, and our Facebook is just sisters podcast. We will see y'all next week.